CBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The end of the campaign trail is in sight.
15 days to go now, and the Harris campaign is dialing everything up, doing more events, hitting more battlegrounds. Now, today, she's hitting all three of those critical blue wall states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin. She'll be out with Liz Cheney. The final sprint now on.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce, former President Trump in Asheville, North Carolina today, seeing recovery efforts after Hurricane Helene. A helicopter tragedy in Texas. The chopper hit a radio tower before crashing to the ground. Houston, in a Houston neighborhood, four people were killed, including a child. No one hurt on the ground. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is in Ukraine to meet with leaders and reiterate U.S. support in its war with Russia. The union representing more than 30,000 striking machinists says a tentative deal has been reached with Boeing. Union members still have to ratify the deal before they return to work at the embattled aircraft manufacturer. The vote is set to be held on Wednesday. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin today. She'll make an appearance with former Congresswoman Liz Cheney in Waukesha County. That's where Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigned last night. In-person early voting starts in Wisconsin tomorrow.
We want people to vote in every single way that they can. We want every vote to count. We want get out there and vote. Vote by mail, vote absentee, vote early, vote on Election Day.
Democratic running mate Tim Walz and former President Barack Obama will be in Wisconsin tomorrow. Senator Tammy Baldwin and challenger Eric Hovde accused each other of dishonesty several times in their debate Friday night. Baldwin said more than a dozen independent fact-checkers found Hovde's made false campaign claims. Hovde accused all of Baldwin's campaign ads to be false, but offered no evidence. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Bail has been set for Katrina Bauer and her boyfriend Jesse Vang for the new charges in the death of 3-year-old Elijah Vu. Vang is charged with abuse of a child, repeated acts causing death, hiding a corpse, and obstruction of an officer. Bauer is charged with chronic neglect of a child resulting in death, neglecting a child, and obstructing an officer. Bail was set at $400,000 for Bauer and $500,000 for Vang in separate bail hearings. They will have initial court appearances later today. For 40 years, Paul's Pantry in Green Bay has been fighting food insecurity. Assistant Executive Director Bob Hornacek said last year they helped over 50,000 households. This year, more than 51,000 already.
We are the busiest we have ever been, and that's been going on for 2 years.
Paul's Pantry is the largest food pantry in the state and one of the largest in the country. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Packers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-22 win over the Houston Texans Sunday, thanks to a 45-yard field goal by their new kicker, 33-year-old Brandon McManus.
It's exciting. What a week. Great group of guys. I'm the oldest on the team by 2 years, so some of them are trying to call me uncle and dad already. But no, super excited to be here. Yeah, what a way to help this team win in my first game here at Lambeau Field.
Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
He's a vet. You can see it. The moment's not too big for him, and obviously that was a big-time kick.
Green Bay improves to 5-2. Next, they'll play the Jaguars in Jacksonville. College football, the Badgers able to strip sack Wildcats quarterback Jake Lausch on the way to a 23-3 win at Northwestern. Luke Fickell on his team able to convert turnovers into points.
That's the key element to what we're starting to see from this group, is we're able to take advantage of some of these opportunities that are presented to us.
The Badgers host Penn State on Saturday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Another near record-breaking warm day today as high temperatures reach 80 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Winds are much calmer today, but still pulling out of the southwest. With a few more clouds building in tonight, lows will fall to 50. Tomorrow, it'll be cooler with highs in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Are you seeking an amazing atmosphere where you can enjoy well-executed comfort food for lunch or dinner? Maybe even a cold craft beer, signature cocktail, or glass of wine after a hard day's work? Look no further than Heights Pub & Parlor in downtown Green Bay. Three levels of gorgeous architecture with top-notch friendly service, mouthwatering food, and a kitchen open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 9. You'll find any excuse to come back. Visit weekdays from 11 to 10 and open till 11 Fridays and Saturdays. Check us out on Facebook or online at heightsgb.com.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, she is a candidate for State Senate District 18. Kristen Alfheim will be here. We'll wrap everything up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Sunny, balmy, could be a record high for some parts of Wisconsin today. Mr. Zommers, get out the shorts. Summer ain't over yet.
I sure am wearing shorts today.
Right? I wish I were. I've threatened now. There's been a malfunction in the heating, the HVA system.
Again.
We have no HVAC, understand. I have threatened to remove my pants at one part of the show. But our HR director is right outside the door, so I better not do that.
Probably not the best move.
Probably not.
Maybe if you draw the curtains.
Yes. But look, this show is so hot, you might have to remove a piece of clothing today. Big show today. Very big show. Looking forward to this with great anticipation. There are people, and I've said this before, but I'll say it again. It is a privilege and an honor to get to be behind this microphone and share 5 days a week with each and every one of you for 2 hours a day. Every day is fantastic. Jeff Perry, our ongoing contributor, says, take it off. You don't want that. You don't want that. You know, my stripping days back in high school are long since over. But every once in a while, you have a guest, you have a segment, and you're like, I'm particularly blessed and fortunate to have this job each and every day. And today is one of those days. Because we are going to get to talk to, in hour number two great people who I admire dearly. But one in particular has been a faraway mentor and someone who has had a great influence on my life, and that is the former director of the University of Wisconsin-Madison Marching Band, Mike Lecrone, is going to be on the show today, along with his co-author, Doug Moe, great columnist, great author in his own right. They have co-written this great new book. You could buy it wherever you buy your books, called, I'm holding it up here for those watching on the stream, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitter, the like. Remember, you can watch this on either the Civic Media, YouTube, and Facebook, and Twitter feeds. You can watch it on the Todd Albaugh Show on Facebook, and we're going to be back on YouTube and Twitter there as well. But anyway, Moments of Happiness. This is this great book. Look at this great photo for those watching on the stream. There's Mike in his red jacket, probably some cold weather, marching in his element. This great new book called Moments of Happiness by Mike Lecrone and Doug Moe. They're going to be with us from 1:30 until 2 o'clock. Our great producer, Sam, is doing yeoman's work. He is going out there setting things up. So they're here in Madison. They're going to join us live via StreamYard, Mike and Doug. But I've been looking forward to, you know, this for a very long time.
Oh, yes, definitely. And I'm looking forward to it as well. And I think for those of you who haven't seen the book cover on the stream, you should look up the book. It's available wherever books are sold.
Yes.
It really is a picture that epitomizes the phrase moments of happiness.
Yeah.
He's just a huge smile, commanding the crowd and the band with arms wide and, you know, almost an embrace.
You're right. And for those that might not even be band people, and God help you if you're not, but if you're not a band person, it's still a great book because it tells his story in ways that I don't think he's ever told before. It goes back to his childhood growing up in Indiana and talks about some of the things that shaped his life, his kind of, I'll let him talk about himself. I'll use the word complex, as many of our relationships with our parents are, but of his dad. And that, you know, his dad wasn't necessarily as a lot of people that generation were, didn't talk a lot about their feelings, but was a tough dad. But really, he learned a lot from his dad, also a band director, and how that work ethic really transferred into 50, spent 50 years transforming the band program, the music program here at Madison, is a living legend. So Mike Lacrone and Doug Moe, Moments of Happiness here in hour number two. So looking forward to that, obviously. Also, coming up in hour, well, actually later on in this hour, at the 12:50 mark, our friend and colleague, the wonderful and talented Jane Matt Nair, who hosts the program immediately preceding ours with Greg Bach, Matt Nair on Air, will be in at 12:50 doing a series called Local Voices from now up until election. Really looking forward to that. So Jane will be in at 12:50 with a Local Voices edition. And coming up at 12:30, we're interviewing from now until election day some of the candidates for various state legislative offices around the state. One of the races, particularly since we have the new maps in place, legislative maps, is in Assembly District 53. Up in the Fox Valley, for those in particular listening to WISS in Oshkosh or WGBW in Green Bay, want to pay attention to this interview, but I think it'll be interesting for everybody. We have Dwayne Shikuski is going to be on the program at 12:30, so looking forward to that. You know, a lot of these bigger races get the attention, as you know they should, but as Dan Schaefer, political editor here at Civic Media and of the Recombobulation area, has said, and Ari Berman was out here. I mean, here's a national guy. Ari Berman was here talking about that a lot of people in this country are going to be watching the Wisconsin legislative races coming up as well this fall. So Dwayne Shikuski will be here at 12:30 to talk about that. So all of that big show going on. Also, a quick note, our friend out west, I did not to quote Johnny Carson. I did not know that. I found out yesterday and wished him a happy birthday yesterday. Our friend Kelly Call, a fellow Libra, his birthday was yesterday.
So, oh, happy birthday.
So, Kelly, I hope you had a wonderful day if you're listening. And let me tell you, this film of Kelly's and Sean's, Sean Hannish, of course, his broadcast or his production partner in this film, just a bit outside, continues to just rack up accolades. They won the top sports film at the Louisville Film Festival. So congratulations to them. And they were in the Long Beach Film Festival out in California this weekend. I didn't hear yet how all that went. But the good news is, if you are still, if you're one of those people that wanted to see Just a Bit Outside and have not seen it yet here in Wisconsin, well, guess what? They've extended a surprise extra inning of weeks here around the state of Wisconsin. The film, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers, will continue through this Thursday, October 24th, in New Berlin at Ridge Cinema, Kelly's hometown. Kelly's from Burlington, pardon me, from New Berlin in Ridge Cinema, Bonham Theater in Prairie du Sac, or Bonham Theater in Prairie du Sac, pardon me, Stanley Theater in Stanley, Sparta Cinema 6 in Sparta, Sturgeon Bay Cinema in Sturgeon Bay, and Rosebud Cinema in Wauwatosa. Rosebud.
You still got a shot?
We'll always have Stanley. But Just a Bit Outside, it's a great film. And here's some really great news. Speaking of Brewers baseball, the curse has been lifted.
Has it now?
You know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about how whoever beats the Brewers in the
playoffs?
Division playoffs? goes to the World Series?
You are correct.
Have the Mets been
The Mets
out?
Were eliminated last night by the Los Angeles Dodgers. It'll be, and let me tell you, the broadcast networks and Major League Baseball are loving this because it'll be the two big markets, the LA Dodgers taking on the New York Yankees. First time the Yankees have been in the World Series since 15, 16 years, something like that. So congrats to the Dodgers and the Yankees. They will face off in the World Series. But that, but up until now, like the last, for years, whoever beat the Brewers in the playoffs ended up going to the World Series. That streak is now broken, which to me only means that next year is our year.
I hope so.
The Brewers also, are going, yes.
I saw a tweet this weekend that said, cheering for the Yankees to win the World Series is like going to the casino and cheering for the house to win.
But you know why the Yankees always win?
Why is that?
The uniforms.
They do have good uniforms.
People, the opponents get caught looking at the pinstripes.
Can't blame them.
You know where that's from?
No,
it's from Catch Me If You Can. Great film.
Oh, I love that movie.
Yeah, really.
I haven't seen
it
in years, but.
Anyway, happy birthday to Kelly Call. Go see Just a Bit Outside. You can find all the listings still in Wisconsin through this Thursday at justabitoutsidethemovie.com. That's justabitoutsidethemovie.com. So I think we have, one more community calendar note back from back in my days at WRCO. Here's something you should be aware of. If you're looking for more information about being a voter, coming up here 2 weeks from tomorrow, curious about upcoming deadlines ahead of Election Day on November 5th, tune into Making Your Vote Count 2024 tomorrow night at 6 p.m. right here across the Civic Media Network. It's from 6 until 7. It is hosted by Maggie Dawn, Dan Schaefer, and also, it says Maggie, Dan, and political editor Dan. Is there another Dan I'm not aware of?
I don't think so.
There's going to be two Dans because you can never have enough Dans in life. Anyway, Maggie, Dawn, and Dan will be hosting the show, and it's going to be fantastic. We did a little interview to contribute with our friend Ari Berman. He'll give us a national perspective, things you need to know about polls, and nonpartisan panel gives the truth about voting misinformation. You can catch it tomorrow night from 6 until 7 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Making Your Vote Count. This is fantastic because a lot of people are saying, look, this is all very confusing, and so our great folks will sort it out for you tomorrow night.
News you can use.
Exactly right, Mr. Summers. Speaking of that, let's get into a couple of the headlines here before we bring on Dwayne Jacuzzi at the bottom of the hour. Lots going on. Summers, do we have time to play the Tapper clip or not really? We got to come back on that.
We can do it.
All right. Here's the, this tells it all. This sums
Actually,
it up.
No, we can't. I can't count.
That's fine. Don't worry. Here's the tease. And let me tell you, we're going to draw this puppy out. When we come back, did you ever anticipate in your wildest dreams that 2 weeks before a presidential candidate, if I said to myself, another great line from Ken Lewis, self, do you believe that one of the major presidential candidates will be talking about male anatomy as a campaign issue 2 weeks before the election? Because I think a lot of people, when you go to the polls, the first thing that comes to mind is, well, who's talking about who has the biggest junk? I mean, that's a pressing issue on many people's minds.
Well, of course.
Of course it's not. But rather than the economy, rather than healthcare, rather than your retirement, Donald Trump went there. We'll have it in his own words when we come back. Not going to want to miss it. It's shocking. It's appalling. It's Donald Trump. And it's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air. This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversations in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversations. Sign up today at WGBW.FM/newsletter.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, Todd, you didn't think you could talk about Kelly Call's birthday yesterday without getting by with at least a quick mention of yours.
That is true.
I know you don't want to make it a big deal, right. But happy birthday, Todd.
Thank you.
Getting to know you over these last few years.
Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Yes, contrary to popular belief, today marks another crazy trip around the sun for old Toddy. And, you know, better than the alternative, right?
Being six feet under.
Right, exactly. Happy to be here. Greetings from Nelson Baye out there in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Wishing me a happy birthday. Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Nelson, and all the folks chiming in. Yes, it's another trip around. And I didn't know that. What was fantastic, I don't want to oversell this, but Kelly Call is just the coolest person. As forget about any of his titles or what he's done in life, but he's one of those people, and I've said this about like John Roach before, right? Who's been on this program. We got to get him on again soon. There are just some people that you encounter in life where you can sit there and listen to them and you could do it all day and never get tired because they're so interesting and so chill. Right. And Kelly Call is one of those people. And I, you know, it turned out he's a Libra. And again, you know, Libras kind of had that chill vibe about them. So it's nice to have another fellow Libra on the birthday calendar. But thank you very much, Mrs. Summers. I appreciate that so very much. So, and by the way, we figured it out, folks. Reading about this special coming up tomorrow from 6 until 7. Just a simple mistypo. It said Maggie, Dan, and political editor Dan Schaefer. So I'm like, well, do we have another Dan in the house? No. It's just we're missing a U. It's Maggie Dawn.
Thank you, Andrew and Maine, for pointing out that that's the likely error.
It's probably true, Andrew. Andrew and Maine straightening this out. So join Maggie Dawn and political editor Dan Schaefer. But, you know, Maggie Dan, that would be like the band Steely Dan.
It would. Or maybe we'll have to play Steely
song,
Dan later.
Yeah, or the song... Delta Dawn, what's that bubble you got on? Give me Maggie Dawn. But, you know, it's Maggie Dawn and political editor Dan Schaefer tomorrow from 6:30 or 6 until 7, a great voting guide, Making Your Vote Count 2024. I will be listening. Hope you will be too. So over the weekend, and coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dwayne Shakusky, candidate for assembly here in Wisconsin, Assembly District 53. But over the weekend, things got a little surreal, and listening to Jake Tapper on CNN recapping this, you could just tell he's going to himself, really? This is where we're at? Here's the most succinct way to compare and contrast the two major presidential candidates' campaigns over the weekend.
In swing state rallies last night, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump offered voters sharply different closing messages. Harris kept the focus on Trump, questioning his fitness for office, while in a major speech to the voters of Pennsylvania, Donald Trump went off on a 12-minute tangent about former pro golfer Arnold Palmer, which included this bizarre anecdote about the athlete's penis.
But Arnold Palmer was all man, and I say that in all due respect to women, and I love women, but this guy, this is a guy that was all man. When he took showers with the other pros, they came out of there, they said, oh my God, that's unbelievable.
Unbelievable indeed. This to end a week where Mr. Trump called for the military to handle his domestic political opponents, said that infamous Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein got, quote, schlonged, called Kamala Harris a, quote, vice president, canceled scheduled interviews, continued to push lies about the 2020 election, including the notion that January 6th was a government-staged riot, also called January 6th, quote, a day of love, compared the January 6th defendants to Japanese Americans in internment camps during World War II, and at one rally decided to, instead of speak, dance and sway on stage for 39 minutes.
So there you go. That's your week in review politically on the campaign trail. Now, let me just get this right. That candidates like Donald J. Trump for president, Eric O.C. Orange County Hovde for U.S. Senate, and Derek Do-Nothing Van Orden for candidate for 3rd District Congress continue to run hateful, untrue ads against members of the LGBTQ community to divide us and to turn out their base. But it's them, their top candidate, Donald Trump, who spent 14 minutes talking about Arnold Palmer's schlong. To quote Hamlet, "Methinks thou doth protest too much." Actually, yeah, I think the quote is, "Thou dost protest too much, methinks." As a gay man, I'll simply say this, perhaps another line in Hamlet, "To thy own self be true." What do you make of this? Make it quick if we can, please. Up against the clock, 855-752-4842. Mark and Perdisac. Mark, what do you say? Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All
right. I was kind of lost in thought there. Yeah, I can't right. help but remember a couple of things here. One of the things is that given what Project 2025 says, I think back to the 2012 video done by Pam Grier and Kate Beckinsale on where Republicans want to be, and I don't know if you remember, Republicans get in my vagina is what that was. And I can remember a union sister showing to them at a union board meeting during one of our breaks, and I just fell out of my chair. I was laughing so hard. But there was a line I read in one of my various Conan novels written by, I don't know which one it was, one of the ones that wasn't one of Robert Howard's, but he says the Conan responded, that it takes more than a tackle between a man's leg to, if he has a heart, the heart of a eunuch. And and no slam against eunuchs, but Donald Trump's heart is tied up in the junk between other man's legs, and I can't understand why he's just laughed off the stage.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. If Joe Biden, when he was still a candidate, had gone up and spent 14 minutes talking about Dolly Parton's breasts, people would have gone apoplectic, and rightfully so. But Trump gets on stage and spends 14 minutes talking about how hung Arnold Palmer allegedly was, and people say this is normal. I just don't get it. All you people on the line, If you want to call back, we'll pick this up a little bit later. So I'm not ignoring you. I'm just up against the clock. I'm going to come back with the Dwayne Jacuzzi AD53 interview after this. But call back, folks, later. We'll take all your calls then.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It can be a challenge for farmers to identify who agricultural attorneys are and who's the right one to fit your particular issue. This is according to Extension Specialist Kelly Wilfert. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you midday on a Monday. Kelly is a farm law outreach specialist with Extension, and she says one of the things that Extension can do is to help you come up with some questions as you're interviewing attorneys to figure out if they're the right fit.
You know, we've got a lot of really qualified people across the state that are able to help with these challenges. Sometimes one of the biggest challenges for our farmers is identifying who are those agricultural attorneys and who's the right attorney to fit your particular issue. So one of the things that we can do at Extension is help you come up with some questions as you're interviewing attorneys to figure out if they're a good fit for you. Or if you really have nowhere to start, we might be able to provide you the names of a couple of folks, not a referral per se, but simply the names of who are a few folks that maybe would do this type of work.
Kelly Wilfert joining us. She's a farm law outreach specialist with the UW-Madison's Division of Extension. Stick around. We'll take a look at our midday commodity prices next.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
From Chicago, midday on a Monday, grain markets are moving up, but dairy markets are trading lower. December corn is up a nickel and a half at 410 and a quarter. November soybeans are up 8 cents, trading at 978 a bushel. Cash wheat is up a nickel and three quarters at 578 and a half. And July 2025 new crop wheat is up 4.5 cents, trading at 613 and three quarters. The November Class 3 milk contract is trading 7 cents lower at 21.12 a hundredweight. And the December Class 3 milk contract is down 6 cents, trading at 21.29 a hundredweight. That's what's happening in the markets today. Don't forget that you can follow along with us around the clock at MidwestFarmReport.com or download our smartphone app. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Another near record-breaking warm day today as high temperatures reach 80 degrees under mostly sunny skies. Winds are much calmer today, but still pulling out of the southwest. With a few more clouds building in tonight, lows will fall to 50. Tomorrow, it'll be cooler with highs in the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in a quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now at WGBW.FM. Your news just for the Green Bay area. I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News.
Mino and the Mayor.
The man, A.J. Dillon.
I love what you're doing with this Dillon Family Foundation.
It started around things that are important to us, so food and families, us having a one-year-old son, and it's meant to empower families within the community and also combat hunger and food insecurity. We're really, really trying to do a lot for the community.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Travel Wisconsin's Logan Rogge, who joins the show to discuss fall hotspots in our beautiful state. And we'll go back to the future with a discussion about Back to the Future.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 past the hour. Coming up later on in the show, around 12:50 or thereabouts, our friend and colleague Jay Matinier has a great new segment we're going to be airing throughout the next couple of weeks called Local Voices. And today, Jane takes a look at some rural voices, so stay tuned. You'll look forward to that. And then in hour two, big interview, looking forward to this as well, Mike Lecrone, former director of the University of Wisconsin-Madison Marching Band, and author Doug Moe on their brand new book. Mike's book is his story, a memoir called Moments of Happiness, a Wisconsin band story. But of course, you really can't have the Wisconsin band without Mike Lecrone. And so looking forward to that next hour. Right now, very excited to be welcoming one of the wonderful candidates running for the Assembly, in particular, Assembly District 53 up there, the beautiful Fox Valley. Democrat Dwayne Jacuzzi joining us live via StreamYard from the district. Dwayne, thanks for taking time for us. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing, birthday boy?
Well, you know, better. I'm here, so I can't complain about that, right? It's a beautiful day. I get to do a job I love. I have most of my health, part of my mental faculties, so I can't complain.
Well, happy birthday, Todd.
Well, you're too kind. Thank you so very much. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, for those that might not be familiar with the Fox Valley and your campaign directly, I know, you know, just reading your bio and stuff, it sounds like you're kind of coming out of retirement. Why would a person give up retirement for this? But first of all, let's start with your story. Where did you grow up and what did you do before retirement?
Well, sure. Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity, Todd. I really appreciate that. Yeah, my name is Dwayne Jacuzzi, and I'm proud to be running for the 53rd. Assembly District here in Needham and Asha. We've got a slice of Southern Appleton and Fox Crossing East. So once again, we're back together again. We're no longer gerrymandered. Mm-hmm. So that's really a good thing. Hopefully we get to talk about that a little bit more. So yeah, I'm born and raised here in Neenah. I grew up in foster care. So at the age of three, from the age of three on, I've been supported by my community and I really appreciate that. And this is one of the ways I can give back. Married my high school sweetheart. I saw Wendy at her locker in ninth grade, and then that was it. It was over. So we've been married 44 years. I've got three sons and two beautiful little granddaughters that I just adore.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, I worked for Kimberly Clark for 37 years. I don't know if you Kimberly Clark is mm-hmm. the maker of Huggies. Yep. And a lot of other essentials. So I started out as a union member, a very proud union member. I did that for 15 years. When Wendy and I first were married, we had bought a two-year-old house on my union wages. We had a couple of cars. We took the boys to Disney. I mean, we were living the American dream. Mm-hmm. And that felt really good. And it's unfortunate that those times have kind of slipped away from us. So another reason for me to step forward. But basically what I tell people is if you paid your taxes in the 60s and 70s or your parents did, you helped support me. You helped raise this guy from a little guy on. And I really appreciate that. I'm fully indebted. And this is my way of giving back to the community that helped raise me.
Well, you have a very interesting story and interesting that you ended up marrying your high school sweetheart. You have that in common with our second guest here coming up in hour two. It turns out that Mike Lecrone also married his high school sweetheart and we're together, well over 50 years. So I think awesome. I just love those stories. It's fantastic. I know the district fairly well. My dad and stepmom have lived in Shawnee for several years. For one brief summer, our family lived in Appleton. So back in the days of the Appleton Foxes. Long ago. And, I was a Republican for several years until I left the party in 2011. And, you know, the iconic Mike Ellis was from that part of the state as well. And one of the things that interests me about your candidacy, Duane, for the 53rd, certainly you're the Democratic Party and former, the late, great Senator Ellis was Republican. But, you know, he started as a teacher. I mean, he was a teacher and, you know, somebody who came up working class as well. And I think there's just something about that part of the state in the Fox Valley where the paper industry for so very many years, that was the lifeblood of that part of Wisconsin. And to your point, good union jobs, just like we've seen in Eau Claire with Uniroyal, put a lot of families through school and through college.
That is so true. You know, Mike Ellis, you mentioned that name. We've named a bridge after him here, or an overpass. So, yeah, he's always been adored by both sides here. I mean, he was in partisan and nonpartisan roles. So a lot of people know Mike. A lot of references to what he's done as well throughout the valley here. So, yeah, I agree with that. That's so true.
So talk to us a little bit about the union jobs, the importance of this and this background, because, you know, we've had Rick Smith on the Rick Smith Show, great union guy. You know, and I think this is my whole family are educators. And it had not been for the teachers union and the great work of people like the late, great Morris Andrews, a longtime head of WEAC, and going through places like Fenimore and other strikes and this sort of thing, you know, we wouldn't have the rights that educators have today. Talk to us a little bit about your experience in the union and what good union jobs provide and the impact on communities throughout Wisconsin.
Well, that's a great question. So, you know, when I went into Kimberly-Clark in 81, I was working just down the street, down on Lake Street. I had a smaller business that was also unionized, but it was very small. When I went to Kimberly-Clark, that union was huge. The union really ran the Lakeview Mill. Mm-hmm. I doubled my wages going there, but the benefits that came along with it. I remember having network health plan where I never saw a bill. Paid for my prescriptions. I mean, that's the way it used to be. You know, so families could get ahead, you know, and make ends meet and beyond, you know, and start a little savings, things like that. Like I said, those times we need to get back to that. So, you know, I don't want to just tout unions. I mean, I've worked in non-union shops as well. And those workers are just as important. They deserve our respect and help as well. So, but the thing with unions is they raise the wages, they raise the benefits for everybody. Because if unions are paying this much at this factory and you're working at a factory that's paying half as much, just like I was, you're gonna tend to want to go and work for more money, make more money. So that does it. Actually lifts up everybody in the community.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you go on and on, I won't. But I mean, to my former party who likes to attack unions, you know, what you just said, I think, is so important, that good paying union jobs, no matter what vocation, those are the same people buying bread at the local bakery, buying gas at the local filling station. I mean, they're putting that money back into the local economy. So it really does lift all boats, in my opinion.
I totally agree with that. And, you know, I that's why, you know, we always have to mention union and non-union workers because, you know, we're working class folks, we're working families. And whether you're in a union or not, you do rely on a decent wage, a living wage, and decent benefits so that you don't go broke having to pay your pay for your prescriptions, right?
Another issue up there in the Fox Valley that I think a lot of people don't recognize anymore, don't talk a lot about, and that's one of the our retiring state senators, again, from my former party, Rob Coles, a state senator from Green Bay. A lot of people don't like to talk about the fact that Rob started as a Democrat and was a big conservation guy. And it was known even after he changed to be a Republican to be a steward of the land. And this is something in the Fox Valley, it should be for all the Wisconsin, in my opinion. But, you know, there's a history of conservation, good environmental care being, it should be a nonpartisan issue.
That is so true. You know, at the end of my career with Kimberly-Clark, I was in environmental roles. And to me, that was more spiritual than anything. I mean, I'm protecting this land that God gave us, right? So I ended up up in Marinette, area, right on top of the Menominee River. Kimberly Clark has a facility up there. So I was protecting the Menominee River from pollution. So you're right. It is a big deal. You know, PFAS is a big issue. You hear a lot of talk about that. We do have PFAS all throughout the state that we need to manage. I know it's really difficult for businesses to get rid of this stuff. It's very costly to have it sampled and tested every year. So, yeah, PFAS is a bad word. And I think this next legislature, you're going to see a little more work done to eliminate as much of that as we can.
You brought it up. I want to give you a chance to talk about it. We have, you know, my former boss, Dale Schultz, Republican, worked bipartisanly with former State Senator Tim Cullen, Democrat of Janesville. They tried to get new maps their last term, weren't able to get by Fitzgerald and Walker. But now, thanks to our new Supreme Court, we have these new maps that I will say are fairer, in my opinion. What kind of difference does that make in a race like yours?
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. I mean, with the old maps, basically the legislatures were picking their voters, you know, carving out all these different districts or, you know, just red votes for them or whatever. That's all done. And, you know, a lot of folks are confused when it comes to maps. They're confused. They were confused before. And so now when I knock doors, I get to tell them, hey, we're done with that. That's over with. All the districts are the same size. And there's a 50-50 chance. So back in 2018, I always tout that, you know, the assembly, we had 53% of the popular vote was for Democrats in the assembly in 2018. We yielded 36 seats that of the 99 seats that year. That kind of gives people an idea of how gerrymandered we were.
Yeah.
So if you run the numbers, the math, your vote really only counted for about 2/3 of a vote.
Right.
If you're a Democrat. So that's done for. People are glad to hear that. And that's going to give us a fair shot here. We're getting back to fair again. Wisconsin Fair. I love it.
We're talking with Dwayne Jacuski. He is a Democrat running for the 53rd Assembly District in parts of the Fox Valley. About 3 minutes left here, Dwayne. I want to give you a chance. As you go and knock doors, go around your district, what's on people's minds in the greater Fox Valley? And what would you do if you got a chance to be in the Assembly?
Well, first and foremost, it's, you know, where's the bipartisanship? When are we going to get back to that? And I totally agree. It's been so lopsided down in Madison. If you read Dan Schaefer's article on the Assembly Speaker, that kind of gives you a flavor for what this state has been under for 14 years. Hopefully, you know, this cycle we get away from that and we get back to, you know, Wisconsin Fair again. But so beyond that, it's obvious things like, you know, childcare, prescription drugs. I'm hearing that. I even have my own story to tell, like I just did about that. So it's affecting us all. You know, in women's reproductive health care, a lot of ladies answer the doors up here, a lot of women. And that's very much first and foremost on their mind as well. So that's one thing that I would never get in the way of. Between I've heard some stories about women having to go through, you know, and end their baby's term. It's very painful. It's very personal. No way in hell should the government be sticking their nose in and telling women what to do. I've got two beautiful little granddaughters. I would hate to have anybody from the state tell them how to, you know, how to manage their lives.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, absolutely. How's it feeling out there? I mean, it's the first time you ran for public office before?
This is it. First time. I got lucky though. I've got a campaign manager that really kicks butt. She's Lee Snodgrass's chief of staff. She took a leave to come help me, and I think we're doing real well. I think we're doing real well. Her name is Fawn. So
that's awesome.
Things are going well. Yeah, you know, name recognition for me. So I just love when I get to come on shows like this. My opponent is a former mayor. So he's got name recognition. You know, everybody knows who he is. But we're doing our best to make sure that my name and my message gets out there. And you're doing me a great service, Todd. I really appreciate this.
Well, I appreciate the time because, look, we're just here to provide information to folks. And I think the more that, you know, people just get kind of that unfiltered, you know, direct from candidates, I hope that's helpful. And I just love your positive approach. I love the fact that you grew up in your district. You know it. And your representative, I think, you know, from my time in the Fox Valley, representative of what folks there want to see. So best of luck in all your travels as you go around. Again, Dwayne Jacuzzi of the 53rd Assembly District. Make sure early voting starts tomorrow, Dwayne. We want everybody to get out and vote, but, you know, especially those that are going to vote for you.
Exactly. Appreciate that.
Thank you for the time, Dwayne. Really appreciate it. Safe travels on the campaign trail.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Going to come back with a report on the election from our own Jane Matt-Nair. Local voices, particularly focusing on rural voices across the state. Not going to miss it. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Carl Sarecki from Door County Trolley. Have you ever lost anybody on one of the tours?
The question really isn't did you lose people or did you gain them? True story, one of our drivers.
So he gets home, picked up a spirit along the tour.
Yeah, he's in bed, and then all of a sudden the treadmill starts up on him.
See, if I were a ghost, I think I would just get liposuction. I don't think I would mess around with cardio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks so much for Dwayne Jacuzzi for coming in and talking a little bit about his race. And again, we would invite his opponent to come on the show as well. We welcome all voices. And that's the thing. We would love to have people from both parties to come on and talk about these races and give them time as well. So just want to extend that invitation here on the show. Speaking of invitations, our friend and colleague, Jane Matt-Nair, is inviting us along for the next couple of weeks. And this is fantastic, by the way. She has been working with, I believe, our very own Luke Mathers and bringing us a local voices series from now until Election Day. Again, 2 weeks from tomorrow. And wow. So we want to play the first one here. And Jane is going to be focusing on rural voters across the state. So here now, sit back and enjoy our very own Jane Matt-Nair.
Civic Media is committed to community-based coverage. Local Voices is a series of stories focused on Wisconsinites who live and work in rural and small-town communities and the ideas, concerns, and issues they care about. Reporter Blake McCoy spoke to residents and heard what they think about rural voting during this election cycle. Recently, she had a chance to talk to Byron and Jackie Reeves. They live in Grant County in Mount Ida Township. They're former dairy farmers, but raise crops and beef now. Byron is a second-generation farmer whose father moved there in 1935. The Reeves took over in 1978. They celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary this year. The conversation focused on the stakes in the upcoming election and why they think it's important for Wisconsinites in the western part of the state to vote.
Well, it's always important, I think. I mean, if you're going to complain, you should at least say, I put my word in, and you should look at the issues.
Well, there's certainly a lot more interest in this election than I would say in past elections. Sometimes there's some kind of harsh feelings on both sides, which I don't think is in the best interest of anyone.
Byron is a Naval Air veteran who believes the constitutional rights are at stake this year.
I'm a firm believer in the Constitution in this country, that people are, that are there to guard and protect it. And, I mean, I was in the military, and you take an oath to guard and protect the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. I took that seriously.
For Gene Reeves, the ending of Roe v. Wade pushed abortion and women's rights to the top.
Get out there and vote.
Yes.
Make your presence known. Yeah.
But actually, look at the issues before you vote. The ads, I think, can drive anyone crazy. Just truly think about our judicial system and what's at stake there. Women's rights.
Hospitals and clinics are closing in rural and small town Wisconsin. But rural Wisconsin has higher rates of death from cancer and heart disease, as well as injury from accidents.
Issues out here, healthcare is always kind of a struggle, and maybe many places it is. The whole process of getting the coverage that you want, the cost of it all, it can be difficult to navigate the whole system. And a lot of people, they just slip through the cracks.
The Reeves said hard work and integrity have always been important in rural Wisconsin.
A lot of those people out living on dairy farms had a good work ethic. They knew how to accomplish the task, and they went about doing it. And carrying that into society was, I think, quite an effect.
They say they see these values in Democrat Kamala Harris.
Well, frankly,
truthfulness.
Yes.
Truthfulness. Just
and moral integrity. Kamala Harris might be the right person at the right time. I think she's got a good candidacy going on, and she can speak well, and she has regard for the middle class. And she's a righteous person.
And she's had experience in California in government and in standing up to all kinds of opposition and seeing through and not being negative to the country on Hubble.
Rural Wisconsin and the western part of our state, especially in the 3rd Congressional District, could be pivotal in deciding the races for U.S. Senate and president this year. We'll keep speaking to more small town and rural Wisconsinites in the run-up to the election and beyond.
Our very own Jane Matinere, our friend and colleague. You can hear Jane every morning from 10 until noon, along with Greg Bach with Matinere on Air, the great program that precedes ours. I'm excited about this. Well done, Jane. Well done, Luke Mathers, and whoever else was in the production of that. This is so cool to hear from real folks, not a focus group, but just people across the state of Wisconsin, these local voices, pardon me. And that's one of the exciting things about civic media and our network across the state of Wisconsin, local voices, local radio, to inform you, the voter, and then you decide.
Yep. Don't just take it from us. Take it from your neighbors.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember, we have a great special coming up tomorrow night at 6 p.m. hosted by our very own Maggie Dawn of the Maggie Dawn Show and political editor Dan Schaefer on voting. And in fact, from 6 until 7 tomorrow night, making your vote count 2024. Be a voter. So get all caught up. Find out exactly what you have to do. Remember, you can also check out, by the way, a voter guide if you want to see who you look at. You say, with all these new maps, I don't know where my district is. Who am I actually voting for? Well, thank you so very much for asking. Go to civicmedia.us/voter guide. So that's our website. Just go to civicmedia.us. But if you want to put it into the search engine or whatever it is, the key thing is civicmedia.us/voter guide. You can also learn more about voter registration at civicmedia.us/vote and learn more about the ballots at myvote.wi.gov. We have
And I guess it's voter-guide for the website.
Oh, what did I say? /voter-guide. All right, very good. Lots of dashes. Just go to civicmedia.us. That's all you need to know, and you can get all of your voting information there. and where to register, how to register. Remember, early voting in person starts tomorrow. Come back with hour two, the one, the only, the incomparable Mike Leckrone and Doug Moe on their new book, Moments of Happiness, and much more. It's the All Ball Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, my Tuesday co-host Sandy Williams will be here to catch up on all politics we missed over the weekend. You won't want to miss it.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have, you plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.